This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from
GLBTIQ community radio
station, Joy 94.9.
Hello Kitty is a girl, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
Catnips is a game that we developed. I think it started off as just a joke conversation while looking at Xbox controllers and mm-hmm. then likening the joysticks to nipples. And it just evolved into this furry nightmare that is Catnips. So basically it's just we stuck a bunch of nipples on some joysticks and made cats out of them. And joysticks, I mean Xbox controllers. And it's a cat milking game, really. I mean, do you want to add some more to that, Lou?
No, that's about it.
This is Sonia for Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. And yes, Free Play Independent Games Festival has completed. And as always, I'm a little bit late to the games. But we do have a couple of people who are in the studio now talking about what they do, their games organisation, what they're developing at the moment, and what they run games and do all sorts of things. And they're from Perth. So that's even better. They've come all this way to the studio today. It's just amazing. All the way from Perth. No, not quite. But we've got Louis and Sophie in the studio. Welcome.
Hi.
Hello.
Cool. So we've got Sophie Mafer and Louis Roots, and they're part of something called SK Games from Perth. So one of you tell us what SK Games is all about.
Yeah, that's probably my ballpark. Yeah, SK is a... Started off, God, I mean, we've changed so much over the last almost two years we've been around. Started off as more traditional games, well, video games development. Then we sort of found our niche with, I guess, games for social spaces. So games for events and parties and a lot of local multiplayer stuff and, you know, bringing people together next to each other to play games. And also bringing that into public, like as into bars or parties or festivals. And not just games festivals, we've, you know, been putting our stuff in fringe festivals and music festivals and any sort of festival that is keen to give it a crack. So yeah, so we've actually sort of moved more towards that space, and we started making custom controllers sort of along the same lines to make it accessible to people who didn't know how to use an Xbox controller. So now we've kind of, like Sophie, so we kind of have this, we make the whole experience rather than just the software or the hardware or any one part. We make the events, and then we also make the hardware and the software. It's quite an undertaking, but yeah. It's really fun.
It's really interesting. I was watching some of your YouTubes, and Catnips is one of the ones that you had here at Free Play, and it seemed pretty damn popular. Can you describe it for us? Because when I describe it to people, they go, oh my God, really? You do what? You squeeze its what? You touch its things? its
technically,
teats?
There's no squeezing.
There's
involved.
No squeezing.
I think
no.
It disappoints
pushing.
People a little bit.
Yeah. I think people would
fondling,
like to.
Fondling, maybe?
Fondling, yeah. So what is Catnips?
You go, Soph.
Soph.
Catnips is a game that we developed. I think it started off as just a joke conversation while looking at Xbox controllers and mm-hmm. then likening the joysticks to nipples. And it just evolved into this furry nightmare that is Catnips. So basically it's just we stuck a bunch of nipples on some joysticks and made cats out of them. And joysticks, I mean Xbox controllers. And it's a cat milking game, really. I mean, do you want to add some more to that, Lou?
No, that's about it. it's sort of a... I guess it's technically competitive in terms of there's two cats and two teams.
CC and Maxine.
Yeah, that...
They've got names. I didn't realise that.
No one does. But Soph finds it important. And yeah, it's about feeding your kittens and trying to not feed the other cat's kittens. It's some sort of Darwinian metaphor. But it's definitely interesting. And I think, yeah, the crux of it is the controllers. It's difficult because I often find myself saying they're real cats. Like, they're not real cats, but they're physical cats. I mean, you know, when you're talking about video games, you say, like, oh, there's real cat controllers, as in they're not digital. You know, you're touching a cat. But it is, I should reiterate that they are not real cats.
Yeah,
at no
right.
point were they
no
alive.
No cat has been harmed.
No.
The only person
manipulated or anything.
The only person or thing that was harmed was me.
Oh, really?
Balls.
Oh, did you?
Soph made the cat controllers by hand.
Not really.
Wow. Okay, so it looks like it was a lot of a labor of love.
Definitely.
Mm. Everything is a labor of love with SK.
What does the SK stand for? Because I'm ignorant.
Just trust me, you're not ignorant. No one really knows. It's it comes from a high school thing from my old days in Bunbury Senior High School. Yeah, it was a sort of like a. It originally stood for Sad Karaoke, which was a band I was in. It was also a group of friends in my little hometown that would just go around and film each other doing silly things, as you do when you're a teenager in a small town.
Yeah, well, that's the thing that I get from looking at the side of SK Games. It's like you guys have really taken the paradox of kind of being in what looks like quite a remote, isolated part of the world.
It is. It definitely is.
And you've used some of the latest technology to de-isolate yourselves to change that. So it's like, I mean, it's very contemporary, but yet it's quite a... shown a couple of people here, you know, because we're so urban in Melbourne,
yeah.
And they're all going like, they're quite shocked. They're going, really, they can do that sort of thing over in Perth? And I said, well, apparently, yes, they're doing it.
Yeah.
And yeah, you get that sense of the Wild West a little bit, but with controllers.
Well, we only, I mean, you know, the West Australia only got actual power, you know, a couple of years back. That was a really good time. Before that, it was all hand cranked.
Steam engines.
And steam was popular. Yeah. No, it is true. Like, we are the most isolated capital city in the world, as someone pointed out to me recently. But I suppose I personally, after finishing university, doing video games and realizing that there was very little in Perth, I went and lived in Europe for a couple of years. And I think after you sort of get around, you know, you travel and you experience different cultures and you also experience a lot of flights, you realize that the world is just a plane ride away. So I think I don't see it as very far. It's 3 hours on a plane. I've spent more than that driving, you know, just like driving from one end of the city of Melbourne to the other. So as I kind of tell people, it's very easy to get someone from Perth to Melbourne. It's very difficult to get someone from Melbourne to Perth, you know.
I think
it's a headwind or something.
Yeah, probably, yeah, something like that.
I think Melbourne has a lot of advantages as far as video games and the industry goes. So I guess, like, yeah, Perth has got video games, but it's just a lot smaller. I mean, there's definitely a community there. Mm. It's just a lot harder to build it, I think.
Yeah.
People are working hard to, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good because it encourages us to look outside our immediate circle of friends, and, you know, that's why we're in Melbourne now, and, you know, why we've been to Sydney and Brisbane before, and why I'm really keen to go everywhere, really, because, you know, to me, it's not about the people, you know, it's weird because we have such a emphasis on local events and physical spaces, but really, I see that as something we can take anywhere and set up anytime, any place in the world, and there's always people that are keen because we're in such a great industry.
So where's, you know, lately, where have you just set up games to be played apart from Melbourne? Do you travel more?
We took a bunch of stuff on tour end of last year. Filled a van full of arcade cabinets and drove around Australia. And at the moment, we're preparing for a much smaller scale, in that we're preparing to do very small events. But we're doing it later this year around the world, in Europe and North America. So it seems like a much grander undertaking because we're going around the world. But it's also a lot. It's only myself for most of it, and it's not setting up over for 3 days at a time. It's just doing little events here and there. And just showing that it's possible to get on a plane with a bunch of, I guess I'm going to have to take a bunch of controllers and everything, and just set up parties wherever I roam.
It's a bit like the Square Sounds, of course, Square Sounds Festival,
yep,
with the chiptuner and 8-bit people. Similar thing. In some cases, they may not take very much with them. They're actually contacting someone on the other side of the world to see if they've got Game Boys and the things that they can use, so they can just jump in.
Definitely.
Yeah. Have you found that there are other SK games types out there?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, there's similar. Or
it's a really interesting community because it stretches around the world, but it's still so niche. So you do sort of find these pockets of sort of games events and games curators. I guess is an interesting way of looking at it. Who take it upon themselves to decide what games should be at what events, and yeah, and there's a whole sort of background to that side of curating games that you should talk to Chad Toprak about. He's, you know, he knows, he's doing his PhD on that at the moment, so you know, but
amazing.
Yeah, it's great. But yeah, I think there's little groups. I mean, Chad actually runs a group called Hover Garden in Melbourne who do really good stuff. They also focus a lot on public spaces, like, say, setting up in the park or in the Fed Square and those places where they're trying to sort of expose anyone walking past to video games and this sort of joyful, playful culture. There are places in other cities over in London, there's Wild Rumpus, who sort of have more of a club or, you know, sort of, sorry, like a partying aesthetic, which I guess is probably more in tune with us. But yeah, there's a lot of people around the world doing this and they're all doing it in slightly different ways. So I think that's kind of what I'm really looking forward to, going around and seeing, you know, mixing our style with other people's styles and just seeing what comes out.
Yeah, and to add to that, I think it's like, because we are really isolated, at least I do, but I think Lou does too, that we get really excited when we discover like new people that are doing the same stuff in similarly isolated situations. And just like just discovering anyone that, like, you know, is on the same wavelength is really exciting, because it is out there, but, you know, it's not really obvious sometimes. So I mean, I think we've met some people in like South Africa. I met a guy this weekend at Free Play from New Zealand who is doing something really similar, and it's so exciting because you just like, yeah, just on the same page.
That's so cool. It's good to know, you know, because it just breaks down that barrier and that feeling that, you know, why you just sort of keep doing these things that are fun and obviously with your friends and everything and, like, you know, that community. But when you come across someone else doing it, it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Definitely.
Is there any chance you go to South Africa or New Zealand?
I actually am planning to stop off in South Africa on the way to Europe in late July.
Because we discovered those guys.
Yeah, I met those guys recently and they're doing great stuff, and it's, I look at the map and it's kind of like from Perth, I can go across and then up, sort of
it's
like...
It's probably closer, isn't it, than actual, yeah.
Probably, not sure.
With ours?
I haven't talked to a travel agent yet, but yeah, I think that...
Do you a deal?
Yeah, but it's great. I've never been to, I've never been to the African continent yet, so...
Fascinating.
Yeah, that's one of the things on my list.
I wonder if it's like, you know, I'm just thinking of... called Chappie, the movie. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but yeah, there's some interesting stuff going on there.
Definitely.
Artistically and all of that, and certainly technology.
I really can't wait to check it out. And even this weekend, talking with Ian McLarty, who's a Melbourne local from Cape Town, or from South Africa at least. and he was, you know, telling me all the things I have to do and all the amazing stuff to do there. And it's great to know that I can go there, you know, see the place, experience the whole thing, and, you know, probably only be there for a week and a half, and at some point get to make controllers and put on an awesome party. And when the guy asks me as I come into the country, I can say, oh, this is a business trip. This is what I do for a living.
Carry a briefcase.
Yeah.
Maybe, maybe not. Or carry one of the cats.
Yeah.
Maybe, maybe
business
not.
Trip. Yeah.
All right, so what's happening next? I mean, okay, you're doing this trip, you're going to different select places. What about you, Soph? Are you going as well, or...
I think I'm going to stay in Man the Fort mostly.
Keep it going.
Yeah, I might go for a little bit of it. We've started a kind of new direction with SK, which is an online store. So that's all really new and exciting, and it's got a really good response so far. So
cool.
That will be what we'll be focusing on when we're...
Have you launched it yet, or you?
Yes, we have. It is live.
It is live, cool.
Yeah, it's just backyard.sk. It's quite simple.
Oh, right. Yeah, you did a campaign for that too, didn't you?
Yeah, we
funding.
Successfully did a Kickstarter, which was good. I actually was... We didn't put a lot of marketing money into it, so for what we got, I was really pleasantly surprised. And we have to mail out a bunch of rewards for that.
Go do some stuff.
But yeah, so stuff. Many rewards.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
But it's good because we make all the stuff. You know, we're mailing out T-shirts and CDs and everything, and we, you know, we hand print and we do a lot of... You know, it's kind of the direction of the store is very heavily curated and heavily sort of, you know, lovingly prepared.
It's really is. And like, how many people are involved altogether? Like, do you have a number?
Yeah, there's there's me and Soph. Sort of, I guess we do less of the software side and more of the hardware side and the management. And then back in Perth, hopefully at the moment, right now in the office, is Chris and Megan and Blake, who are meant to be doing... They're working on the games at the moment. They're sort of the software side. And they're great. So we sort of all get together in the little old house in Perth and make games. You know, they do the coding and I make the controllers, and then everyone comes around at night time and we all drink and play video games. Yeah, it's a...
As it should be.
And it's also extended. We have like totally extended SK family with just so many of our like friends that just help out when we need them, and like, you know, musicians and all sorts of people that just want to contribute because it's a fun environment to be in. It's really cool. Yeah.
It gets hard to, you know, a friend will jump on and man the bar all night, and then I have to force my, you know, I try to pay her and she's, you know, refuses because everyone just, you know, has a great time and it's very, you know, intimate and personal and friendly and everything. And I'm sort of saying, no, you worked on the bar, you need to take $50. And she's just like, no. So
give her a CD. I don't know. One of the t-shirts or two.
Give her a hug and a bottle of wine.
Yeah. Well, sounds cool. Excellent. Look, it's been great talking to you. We're going to have to wrap it up, though. Fantastic what you guys are doing, SK Games. What's the website and how can people find you guys?
At the moment, backyard.sk. Mm-hmm. So that's all you have to type in.
Yep.
And that'll take you there to the store. Otherwise, I suppose we haven't actually got around to updating our old website for a while. So for sort of more up-to-the-minute things, Facebook's always great. It's just SK Games Perth. There's probably Twitter and Instagram as well. But
yeah, keeping up with those things.
Who knows?
Yeah, those technology, right?
Yeah, excellent. Well, thank you so much for speaking to us. Of course, Louis Roots and Sophie Mafer from SK Games and from Perth. Good
Thanks
luck.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
Good luck with taking over the world. That sounds awesome. Cheers.
I'm Dylan Horrocks, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9.
Hi, I'm Amber Benson, and you are listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy
94.9. To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.